2 weeks ago, hundreds of people were killed in an assault by armed men on a hospital in Bentiu town and a retaliatory attack on displaced people sheltering at the base of the UN mission in Bo town. This prompted the Secretary General to send UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, and the Special Advisor on the Prevention of Genocide, Adama Dieng, to the country to talk to the leaders to stop the violence. Speaking to reporters in the country's capital, Juba, on Wednesday, Ms. Pillay recalled that it is almost 2 years ago, in May 2012, that she visited the new African country.
The new state was then less than a year old, and while there were many human rights issues to discuss and problems that needed rectifying, there was still plenty of optimism. It therefore greatly saddens me that this second visit is the result of a drastic deterioration in the situation, with the full-blown internal conflict taking place accompanied by numerous grave human rights violations.
The two senior UN officials conveyed their concerns and that of the UN Secretary General to President Salva Kiir and senior ministers in his government. They also flew by helicopter to Nasir to hold similar talks with the opposition leader Riek Machar. Of particular concern to the United Nations was the use of radio for hate speech to incite violence based on ethnicity during the attack in Bentiu. UN Special Advisor on the Prevention of Genocide, Adama Dieng, is worried about the situation.
From this consultation and other available reports, it is clear that the conflict has taken a dangerous trajectory and civilians are being deliberately targeted on their ethnicity and perceived political affiliation.
Although the two UN officials were not able to visit Bentiu, they did go to the UN camp in Bo, which was attacked by an armed mob on the 17th of April. They listened to the concerns of some of the survivors of the attack, which Ms. Pillay said appeared to have had the sole aim of killing as many civilians as possible on the basis of their ethnicity. Ms. Pillay was asked how hopeful she is that there would be a negotiated and durable solution to the conflict in South Sudan.
I note that both President Kiir and Dr. Machar do note that there's a need for a political solution, but each wants the other to do something before they get to the table. And I've urged them to do that in the interests of South Sudan. I reminded them of how the world celebrated when you achieved independence here. We welcomed the newest state of South Sudan. We had so much hope for the people.
But for now, hostilities persist, with some 80,000 people now sheltering in the compounds of the UN mission in South Sudan. There are also reports that children have been recruited into armed forces by both sides, and that many women and girls have been raped, often brutally, by several fighters. Derek Mbata, United Nations.